All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Guys, this is still a great opportunity, okay? And there are people that haven't even heard of Ambit Energy out there that are looking for us to come tell them about it so that they can have the success that this company offers, okay? We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and it's the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. I promise you, every week that you come to this call, you can hear something on this call that's going to make a difference in your business right now, this week, something that you can apply that's going to improve your opportunity for success. Tonight is absolutely no exception. I can't wait to tell you who's on the call tonight. But listen, let me tell you something. You hear people on the call saying, I'm registered for Ambition. It's our national conference, September 2nd through the 5th. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas. If you are new to Ambit Energy, it is the biggest event of the year put on by a corporate office. You're going to hear from the best of the best in the business. We always have featured keynote speakers, prizes, and awards. It's a lot of fun, and you're going to get value out of it. Guys, if you're new, make sure that you go to your back office and register for this event. If you're serious about your business, you need to be there. And yes, they're planning for us to be there September 2nd through the 5th. Coming up soon, okay? Those of you who are already in the business, I shouldn't have to tell you. You should have been to one before. So come to this one as well. Get supported by corporate. Let's build this business, okay? Now, it's my pleasure, my absolute pleasure, to introduce our featured speakers for this evening. I have known this couple for years. I remember when they first got into the business, they blazed a speedy trail better and faster than anyone has ever done in Ambit Energy. The awards and the number of points that they accumulated for our five-star trips and other awards, faster than anyone else. Now, they're on the call tonight, motivated and inspired to share with you. Please welcome to the call million-dollar income earners, Kim and Jim Mason. Guys, how are you?
We're great, Bear. How are you?
Thanks for having us on the call. We're doing fine.
My pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. I've missed you, actually.
I know. We miss you, too.
We love hearing you on the call, Bear.
We can't wait for this COVID to be done so we can shake some hands and feel some hugs.
There you go. There you go. Looking forward to that. What do you have for us tonight?
Well, I love hearing the new rules on social distancing. Just don't brush your teeth.
I thought that was good. Somebody was thinking on their feet. It's great to be on the call. And Brian called us an hour ago, and he got tied up in some things and asked us to be on the call. And for those of you who we haven't met, and I heard a number of new voices on the phone, we are Kim and Jim Mason, and we have had some incredible success. And again, for those of you who we haven't met, just a brief background. I owned a landscaping business. Kim was a stay-at-home mom who ran the books on the landscaping business and probably did way more work than my 12 hours a day ever amounted to. We had 10 employees, and on the outside, people would have said we were successful. But on the inside, I was struggling, and at 50 years old, my whole body was screaming I'd had enough. We sold the business, became unemployed. I would have bragged to you with my low self-image that I was doing great and that we were retired, but I was scared. We had 3 kids getting ready to go to college. We had some rental properties, and I didn't know what we were going to do. And that's about when Ambit came into our lives. It was about 6 months after that in our journey. We were looking for something. We didn't know it was Ambit. We weren't looking for a business model like that, although we'd looked at some franchise type ideas. We were thinking about folding back into the system and getting a job.
That was back in November of 2010. That's when Jim is referring to. So that's when we started our journey with Ambit. And guys, it's an amazing business, an amazing journey. We did get in, and we were surrounded by a tremendous group of people and a tremendous team. We still have an awesome team that we run with. And all of Ambit now really has become our Ambit family. You know, we're all really kind of even closer together than ever before because of what we're going through now with the coronavirus. and the Zoom calls that we're having, and you just feel like there's always somebody doing a business presentation. There's always someone there to share this amazing idea with anybody, anywhere, anytime now, because we can do it simply from the comforts of our own home. But when we got in, it was face-to-face, belly-to-belly, one-on-ones, home shows, business presentations. Probably we ramped it up to about 4 business presentations a week. But it all paid off, guys. If you put the effort in, whether you do it now in the environment that we're in or you did it then, you will reap the rewards from your efforts. We fast-tracked, I guess you would say, to national consultant in 3.5 years. And, you know, I believe there are people now who will do the same thing. I was talking to someone, I don't know, I think I was with Debbie Atkinson, and we were doing this Wineside Friday night chat, and we were just discussing Ambit. And, you know, if you look at the cycle of businesses or the cycle of Ambit, when we got in, I would say Ambit was amazing. I mean, that was, say, from 2011 to 2015, the times in Ambit were full speed ahead, hockey stick, straight up momentum. You could get in and you could make tens of thousands of dollars in Ambit, not in an exceedingly long amount of time. It was the most awesome business on the planet. Then you take the period of 2015 to 2019, and Ambit was still a fantastic business. It was really great. People were getting in then, and they were experiencing what Ambit was at that point, where we were in the deregulatory process, because the deregulatory process, you know, has evolved and has changed, and there's been ups and downs, per se, in the whole journey of deregulation. People could still get in, and, you know, they would make hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars during that time period. And for all practical purpose, Ambit was great. There really wasn't, I don't think, any other business that can hold a candle to what we've got our hands on. When you think about the service that we offer, that it's recession-proof, and that's being evidenced now by what we're going through, you can't hold a candle to this opportunity. But now, when you look at where we are now, from end of 2019 going on forward, we are back into that amazing business method where you're going to see nothing but straight up momentum. And I heard, I think it was Brian, who recently said there's people who are going to come in their first year, they're going to make $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000. They're going to start getting residual incomes that are back in the tens of thousands of dollars again. We're back at that amazing time of Ambit, and I'm just really excited to be here right now. The business presentations we have, the Zoom calls, the webinars, like I said, you can literally get someone on the phone and get them on a business presentation almost any time now. They're recorded. They're also done weekly, several nights a week. A lot of different teams are doing them. I couldn't even begin to name everybody. Jim and I have been privileged to host a couple of them, and we'll be glad to help anybody out on those as well. Like I said, this is really, Bear, I think this is one of the most amazing times there is in Ambit right now.
Yeah, you were talking about those Zoom calls, and like you said, Brian had mentioned before that that was going to be the new way that we were going to market our business. When you transitioned from like the local meetings, the hotel meetings and whatnot, and got into the Zoom, how did you make those work for you? Because there's some people on the call right now that are still like linked into the local meetings, you know, before the virus came out. And
yep,
how was that transition for you?
Yeah, I was talking about this on our team call just a week or so ago. Last week I was talking about this. You know, Brian always taught us to do one-on-ones over the phone. I mean, from the very, very beginning, he said you could sit at home and you could do a one-on-one over the phone. You could do 10 of them in one night versus if you go travel and show a one-on-one in person, you'd be lucky to get one of them in one night. Maybe your odds of sponsoring are a little better if you're face-to-face, but the amount that you can do, the amount of people you can show when you do them over the phone will increase your sponsoring ratio, because maybe you would get 2 out of 10 if you did them in person, but you might get 1 out of 10 if you do it over the phone, but you can do so many more over the phone, the number of people that will actually join your business will be greater. So, Bear, we haven't done a lot different in regards to that. I would say when you're working with someone, if they're new and they've got a hot market or a warm market, it's very easy to say, listen, We have a business presentation. We're going to show it via Zoom on Tuesday night at 8:15. I really want you to see this. I'm going to send you the link to the Zoom link, and I will meet you on that Zoom call, and then we'll visit afterwards. Now, for Jim and I, we've been in the business for a while, and most of the people we're showing the business to are newer acquaintances. They're people we've met. We just met someone at Costco a few weeks ago, and we showed them the plan last week. We showed another gentleman that owns several businesses, and I'll key in on that in a minute because those are the perfect people to show right now, just this last week as well. And for those people, because we don't have a long-term relationship with them, it's not quite as comfortable for me or Jim to say, hey, we're going to link you to a Zoom presentation. We'll meet you on the call. So what we're doing is we're just setting up a time. Like, Bear, when's a good time when you'll be at your computer? I want to run this business concept by you. Just if you have a significant other, it'd be great if that person was there as well, because we like anybody who's involved in the decision-making process to see what we're going to show you. Bear, when can you be at the computer? And you tell me, you know, we usually give you a couple times. Does Tuesday night work or Saturday morning? And you tell me what time works best. And then what we do, Bear, is we just simply call that person up, and we sit there and talk to them for a minute. And then what I'll do is I'll email them an email with our three links on there and tell them we're going to send you an email. We're going to walk you through a couple videos. We're going to stay on the phone with you while you watch these videos. And we simply send them our Energy 526 site, our team website, and then our Join Ambit website. So once they say they've got that email, we tell them to click on the first one, which is yourdomainname.energy526.com. That's the website you get when you start your business with Ambit. And we say, we're going to watch this first video. It takes about 7 minutes. I'm going to mute my phone, and then we'll tell you what we're going to do next. And we just sit there and listen to them watch that first video. When they come back on, we direct them to the getting paid video. We use all other markets. You would use Texas because you're in Texas. We do the same thing. We just put the phone on mute, take them through that video. Now, when we're done with that, that's when you guys would key in your three-way call, because that's the time when you're going to see, you know, what did you like best? Can you see why I'm so excited? Isn't this an amazing opportunity? And then you can do the three-way call. We send them the other websites because we always like to leave them with something. We don't want people to just go start Google searching Ambit and get to some wrong site. So we're leaving them with the Join Ambit site where they can type in any zip code and see what markets we're in. We coach them on this, and it talks about the free energy. And then we leave them with our team website, and there's a ton of team websites out there. So leave them with the team website that your team is using. But on our team website, we have before and after bills. We have examples of the free energy credit. We have a lot of credibility documentation. We have a starter packet to show how to get new consultants started. So there's information that we leave them with. From that initial one-on-one, and it takes about 35 minutes to go through that whole process.
If you visit,
or they talk longer, it could be longer. If you can get them signed up, you can get the whole thing done in an hour. If they're ready to be signed up, obviously you sign them up. If not, that's when we're linking them in to the Zoom presentation. You know, they need to think about it. They need to get some more information. Well, perfect. Listen, for a second look, see a little bit more of a PowerPoint presentation. We have an online business presentation. It's Thursday night at 7:30 or 8:15. We'd like to have you be our guest at that. I'll send you the link for that. Can you be on that call? That's how we're doing it, Bear. And it's just, it gets to be more second nature if you do it more often.
Gotcha.
Bear, I want to talk to some.
Yep, go ahead.
Go ahead. Now, I was just going to ask you to tell us your story. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about our journey because I think it's important and it is relevant because it took us a while. It didn't as much as it looks like it was this wonderful fast trip and wow, we're rolling in the dough, it was a journey. And it was probably some of the most difficult work that I ever did. I wasn't in a good place at 50 years old. I did feel a little defeated for having worked so hard in my life. And I guess that's a little bit what I want to talk about because, you know, for all the rhetoric and for all the training and all the knowledge that's out there and all the websites and all the information that's available, it does boil down to the bigger question. And the bigger question is, why don't we make more calls? Why don't we do this more often? And I guess fundamentally, what was the thing that stopped you from getting in right away or doing it more? And what is it when you're having this conversation with someone across the table? And, you know, we've heard it said a number of times, you know, we ask people, what is their why? And they all give us lip service. And, I don't think anybody's in touch with their why to give you a real reason why they would want to do this. They just tell you something so you'll go away and stop talking about it and pestering them. The question is, what is it that motivates people? What is it that moves people to action? Now, you could say, well, it's only a $100 decision and, you know, no big deal. Sounds great. I'm going to try it. And, you know, they might have told you why. And 2 days later, they're gone. So, you know, it wasn't the real why. So you take, you know, 100 people, 400,000 people, 500,000 people, however many people have gotten into Ambit. What about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who looked at Ambit and didn't get in? And I've studied this and I thought about it and I pondered, and there's days when I don't go make a call. There's weeks that go by when I don't make calls. And it's like I'm just not inspired. What is it that stops people? And I've tried to study the psychology of how to, when you're sitting across the table from somebody. And Brian has done a great job in kind of pulling people through the ranks, and he does it with Power Trip, and it's a deeper training than the fundamentals. It's more insightful. It's the mental work, and it's the real work. And then to take it another step further, you had Yellow Jacket Mentoring, and I've participated in all those. But I still have that question. It's like, okay, so I've busied myself with 100 things that really aren't important just to avoid making a call. And so what is it that stops us from, you know, not wanting to face, I guess, the rejection or the thought of rejection? And I've watched a couple videos. I was going to talk about this on our team call last week, and I never got to it. And it was interesting because I had a lot of the conversation that led up to this, but I never mentioned the videos that I was watching that kind of precipitated this conversation. So I'll mention them on this, and hopefully I'll revisit it in our own team call next week. But if you go to TED Talks, and I know for people who have been around, I read voraciously, and it's not just romance novels. They're philosophical, insightful, educational, trying to think more clearly, differently. So go to TED Talks and download the app, and then go to the most viewed, the little button icon up on the top there. It says most viewed. And the very first video that you'll get to there is Sir Ken Robinson. And he poses a question in his conversation there: do schools kill creativity? Now, for some of you who've been around for a while, you've heard me bashing the educational system. I'm not knocking teachers, and I'm not knocking what that whole system is designed to do, but it creates a product. And that product is designed to work the rest of your life. So when you're sitting down with someone, you're talking to someone, and you're saying, oh, we can, you know, earn this passive income, we were never taught to think like that. We weren't taught to not work by the hour. We were taught to work for the rest of our life. We were taught that our identity is tied to what we do for our living. That's the educational system. And so Ken Robinson touches on that very, very effectively. And then if you Google The Creative Brilliance of Dyslexia by Kate Griggs, it's a TEDx Brighton talk. It's just outside the TEDx circle. It's not a TEDx sponsored one, but it's TEDx college level stuff. It talks about the differences in the educational process with the new normal that we're facing coming through this. And it's not directly related to this COVID virus, but it talks about we are going to have to think differently. And it represents one of the greatest opportunities for people that will ever exist. This is going to be a new normal. Another video that I, or TED Talk that I listened to, was Complexity, Dyslexia, and the Virgin Galactic Stories by Will Whitehorn. And guys, you're going to ask, you know, oh, what were those videos again? And what were those TED Talks and stuff? What I'm just putting out there is re-educate yourself. Unthink however old you are. Since you were 5 years old,
think that educational process that causes you that fear that you have. And it's not just fear of failure, because we're graded against normal. And for those of us who come through the educational system and been made to feel stupid because we didn't measure up to some, you know, grade A student, that's a tough one to go against for the rest of your life. And I don't know how to unthink that other than to succeed in spite of it. But what I want to suggest is, when you're sitting down with someone, they're not just afraid to fail. They're afraid to try. And that's a sad state of affairs. When you're sitting across the table from someone and you're saying, listen, I'll help you, I'll work with you, I'll do it for you and with you to be successful, because my success is predicated on your success. And you're offering that lifeline to have your income based on a, not a product flow, but money that's flowing through the economy that's attached to a fundamental need in society. You're throwing them that lifeline when the alternative is to suffer through life in the current economic paradigm. The thing that strikes me most about this paradigm, other than the hype and how bad it is, and it's terrible, it's terrible, depending on where you're getting your information from, which is also fundamental. What strikes me more than anything else is how close to failure most businesses were. I can't believe that businesses that have operated for years and years were living cash in and cash out, just like the rest of us with a job. And that's why this business is so different than that, because there's no overhead, there's no employees. It's something that's attached to a fundamental need in our society. And that's what I wanted to share. We have to learn to think differently. It is a list. It is the phone calls. It is all the fears. It's all that stuff. But if you don't learn to unthink, you know, whatever 20, 30, 40 years old, plus, you know, the five-year-old that you drug into this mess, if you don't learn to unthink that, you may not be as successful as you could be, not just in ambit, but in life.
Well, let me ask you something about that, because, you know, you're really hitting a key point. You say that we need to change our mindset. We need to unthink the way we're thinking. And so I'm going to ask you, how do we do that? What are the techniques that would have us unlearn what we've learned, or at least not have the confidence that everything that we've learned is the only truth? You know, many of us in this business, you know, we do come to a point from time to time where we get a little stuck. And Brian always says, action takes you out of doubt, doubt takes you out of action. But it is a lot of inherited conversations in our minds or experiences in the past that have us believe that, you know, what we believe is the truth. And our minds are designed to protect us from things that is considered to be unknown. They're certainly afraid of and doesn't want us to move forward. So how do we change our mind? How do we unthink this stuff?
Yeah, that's a great question. And Darren Hardy has a great little video, and he talks about like the glass of Coke that you pour enough water into, eventually it becomes pure water. You've got to put a lot of dilution in to solve the pollution. And interesting, Bear, you might not think I was listening, but years ago we had a conversation, and along that conversation we were talking about those stories and how much of it is in there that's below the conscious. It's in the subconscious. It's your own mental picture of who you are that was probably put into you by somebody else. And you gave me a real great tool about writing it down until it is just a story, and writing it down and sharing it and reading it with somebody that you trust, and having a mentor that you could bounce it off of, until it is just a stupid story. And that's not you. That's who you used to be, or that's another lifetime. And you know, I thought that was a great way to do it. But Kim just mentioned, surround yourself with different people, build on little successes. You have a rare opportunity here to immerse yourself in a different environment and be a different person, to be a new creation. Mary gave me a book once. It was Your Divine Fingerprint. That's not permanent. Your fingerprint is, but who you can be is not.
I think this business, Bear, is the perfect vehicle for change for each and every one of us, because the people that are here to help you, the ones that have walked before you, they're holding out their hands and they're saying, take my hand, follow me. I'll show you what you need to do. This is not like corporate America where you just sink or swim. You do it or you don't. Here you've got mentors. You've got people who want to guide you on this journey. So I think all of the stuff Jim was talking about, and then reaching out to the people who you edify, the people who you want to be like, and asking for their help, you'll get it in this business here. We're working with an amazing group of people. And like Jim said, we ask a lot.
Who was your mentor when you were exploding the business? Who did whose advice did you lean on the most?
Everybody.
Jim's saying everybody. And we did. Whenever we were around leaders, we hung around. We were the first people there, and we were the last people to leave. And we hung around and took crumbs from wherever we could get them.
Anybody that's ahead of us, that was everybody.
Jim says anybody who was ahead of us, and in the beginning, that was everybody. but, you know, I do have to give, you know, a heartfelt hug and gratitude towards Brian McClure, because he was one of the gentlemen who did reach out to us and basically said, I'm here if you want my help. And there we took it. I mean, we started calling him weekly, got guidance from him, got mentoring from him. We listened to Ray. We listened to Chris. We listened to Steve. I mean, we listened to anybody who we could get, who had been successful, who was willing to share. And we took that information and we tried to assimilate it into our own life.
Awesome.
But you still have to wrestle the dragon.
But yeah. Jim says you still have to wrestle the dragon. You have to wrestle your own dragon.
Because for all that information, if you're not moved to action, if you haven't wrestled that mind game that stops you, that lack of confidence that I think so many people struggle with. I mean, why wouldn't every single person want to do this? For the life of me, I don't understand. I still, when I look back to the Jim Mason that started this business and was so scared to try, not to fail. That was I'm not even trying because I don't want to fail. What is that? How is that so hardwired into society now? And what do you say to someone that's sitting across the table from you, and it's not even that, or on the phone, it's not even that. It's the wife that, or the husband that hasn't even heard the presentation that says, no, we're not doing that. They don't even know what that is. It blows my mind.
I will say, Bear, now, I think if you start thinking of the people on your list, and some of the people you might have been afraid to call before, especially the business owners. I mean, think of the industries right now that have had the rug pulled out from underneath them. And like Jim said, it's amazing how many businesses that we in our eyes had envisioned truly successful were really paycheck to paycheck, week to week. They were money in, money out. And when that money didn't come in, they're flatlined and they're failing. And now is the time. These business owners are thinking, what if I had done something different? What if I had had a plan B? How could this have been different? And when you offer them that lifeline now, I think they're more susceptible or more receptive to hearing what you have to say. So guys, think of all those people in the business industries right now, the people who owned restaurants and hair salons and nail salons and people who were in the taxi cab industry and the Uber industry and all of the people whose businesses have been pulled out from underneath their feet. Yeah.
You realize how non-essential you are.
Yeah, we all realize how non-essential we are, I guess, right? But think about those people and call them now and say, listen, I know things may be tough right now, but I know you may also have a little bit of time on your hand. I've got something I want to show you. Don't be afraid to do that. I saw on the news there was a woman. It was a sad story because she was talking about how strapped she was and how the stimulus check wasn't enough. But right there on national TV, she said, and my electricity bill's gone up since this whole thing started. And I still have to pay my electricity bill. She said that right on the news. Now, of course, I'm saying like, yeah, that's awesome. Because people are home. They're using more electricity. They're cooking more. They're eating in, right? They're not going out. And, you know, what used to be maybe a $90 electric bill is now a $120 electric bill. This is the most perfect, beautiful business opportunity in America, in the world right now.
That is awesome. That is awesome. You know, before I say anything else, folks, I've gotten several text messages that you want to know what the books were and everything that Jim was talking about, grab a pen and paper. We're going to go over that in just a moment. We'll make sure that you have that before we leave. But I just want to say, we'll give them a moment to grab the pens. Listening to you all talking, you've always had a personal development edge to you guys. It's something that's been really valuable to you and something that you've spoken on frequently. And we've all heard that, you know, this business and many of the other MLMs are like a personal development program with a compensation plan attached. And you two have not only achieved that personal development, but you've certainly done well with the compensation plan.
Well, this is something everybody can do. When this whole incident started, all of us were wondering, like, what does this mean for us, right? We're all wondering. And when that April 15th was the first residual day during COVID, it was just like this amazing sigh of relief. You could just hear it all through Ambit, because everybody who had developed a plan B, who had been working this, whether you worked it fast or whether you worked it slow, whether your residual is 100, whether your residual is 20,000, whatever it is, or they're in between. When that April 15th came, guess what? You got paid. You've been off for a month and you got paid. And guess what's going to happen here on May 15th? If you've built an Ambit business, you're going to get paid. And guess what's going to happen to the business owner you show next week and you let them know that and they get in? And 4 years from now, if there's some sort of other situation that causes people to lose their income, that business owner is going to get paid on the 15th of every month. Guys, we had an opportunity. I think a lot of people on the call probably heard Daryl and Eric. They did a call, and I took notes like crazy. And I want to share a little bit of those, Bear, because I know that Brian has been talking a lot. The previous calls were all about the amazing things that are happening in Texas, because we were all excited they made some changes in Texas that made it beautiful for people to build their businesses there. But Daryl and Eric kind of inferred and shared some of the things that are on the horizon for the rest of Ambit, the Northeast and Chicago. And I just think it's so exciting. When you think we're now the number 10 in the direct selling news, that is amazing. Of all the companies in the world, we're now number 10. And out of those top 10 companies, only two of them had increasing revenue. And guess who was one of them? It was Ambit. And that, to me, makes me know we're in the right place at the right time. And Daryl basically said this is because we are an essential business. We're an essential company, and we're offering an essential service. And Ambit Vistra is strong financially. And our residuals and our commissions are just going to continue to come and continue to be paid out. You guys don't have to worry if you've built a business here. You're going to keep being paid while the rest of the world goes on halt. He said prior to Vistra, Ambit was more of a day-to-day business. But now with Vistra, we're proactive thinking, guys. We're thinking each day, but we're also thinking for the future and for the long run. And some of the things that we're doing today, some of the things that Ambit and Vistra are doing today are going to play out, 6 months from now or a year from now. But we, guys, we are the Ambit brand of Vistra. And Vistra is working hard and diligently to make it work for everybody. Things moving forward from the Vistra front, they really want to solidify all our customers. Vistra is really now beginning to understand that our customers are our family and our friends. And there's thousands and thousands of good people, and we're all trying to improve ourselves with this amazing business. And Vistra is giving us that future, that great future with that great hope. And really, guys, I can feel it. I can hear it in Brian's voice. I can hear it when I talk with people. It's all up from here. We are limitless with this business. This is a serious business. Eric said it's a serious business. But, guys, it's a fun business. And Eric said, we're busy now. We're busier than we've ever been, but busy is good. Because he said the last time that he and Daryl were this busy was right before we saw that huge uptick in growth, what I was talking about at the beginning, where that momentum goes straight up. And we're rallying together now. We're coming together as a family, and we're helping people to be something that they weren't before. We're giving them the tool. This personal development, like Jim was saying, is the key to being something we weren't before. We've got stability now with Vistra. And Daryl kept saying, I wish you could see what I see. I wish you could see it through my eyes. He said Vistra listens twice as much as they speak. They're a well-oiled machine. I mean, they're a huge operation with smart, smart people, but they do get things done. They're in constant motion. They're constantly listening, and they know the power of what we, the consultants, can bring. And they're making smart, smart decisions now for a long run. We will see the results of all this work, and we will see the fruits of all of our labor. And like I said, Vistra is not looking just day to day, but they're looking at the landscape. They're looking at the whole personal landscape of deregulation in all of the states. And guys, they sit at the tables. Like when New York has a deregulatory meeting or Ohio has one, Vistra sits at those tables. And their ability to be involved in these deregulation meetings throughout all the states is really a big asset for all of us in AMBIT, because they have a vision for what's best in regards to making deregulation work, not only for the customer, but for the consultant. So I'm just thrilled. I know that they're doing things that are going to be unveiled as we roll out over the next couple months towards ambition. They're not going to hold everything until we get to ambition.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. I'm glad you shared that. That's good stuff there. Okay, folks, you got your pens and paper ready. Let's go over these. Jim, you're talking about TED Talks. And
yes.
Sir Ken Robinson?
Good for you, yes. If you download the TED Talks on your app, it's really a great app. There's a tremendous amount of educational stuff, and it's not Democrat or Republican. They're just educated people that do little 15-minute talks. And the cool thing is there's a little button down there where you can turn it up faster. And I like putting a lot of information in. Like if I'm doing busy work where I can just kind of be mindlessly, I'll turn it on in the background and I'll put it in. Like I said, I'm trying to make clear water here. So to give you a little background on this Ken Robinson thing, I kind of struggled in school. Kim, on the other hand, was the other end of the spectrum. Opposites did attract in this thing. And, you know, they say great minds are attracted. But so my educational process wasn't quite as rewarding as some people. I was just happy to be done with it. And I never stopped learning. And I was bright. And I was successful. I just never felt it because my grades weren't good enough. And they were good enough. They were average. They, you know, looking back on them, I was fine, but I never felt it. And to me, that was a problem. And it is the reason we chose to homeschool our children, because I didn't want them to feel that. I wanted them to follow their passions. I wanted them to feel smart about whatever they chose to do. And so that's the backstory on this Sir Ken Robinson. Do schools kill creativity? And you can make your own judgment on this, but it's he poses a question: do schools? And if you want to watch another great TED Talk by him, there's another 18-minute one right after he does this one. He rolls into another one, and it only pops up occasionally. I've listened to that too. But the next one, so that one's Sir Ken Robinson. It's the very first most viewed TED Talk ever. Yeah, that's good enough for me. And then the next one is the creative brilliance of dyslexia. All that talks about, and the reason that's relevant now, or at least it was in this conversation, was we need to change how we think. We are in unprecedented times. We need to change how we think, how we do things. Doing the same thing over and over without questioning how we think or why we think that way is just stupid. And then there's just another story. It's called Complexity, Dyslexia, and the Virgin Galactic Stories by Will Whitehorn. And it's about Sir Richard Branson. And it's the Sex Pistols story and this kid coming out of college. And, you know, they said he'd either go to jail or he was going to be a millionaire. And it turns out they were right. He was both. And he's now gone on to do some incredible things. But I guess it poses a question: what great things are we all going to do? And why are we stagnated into a job and borrowing money and, you know, being in debt? That is not what we were built for. That is not the great mind that a 5-year-old has. the brilliance, the creativity, the I'm going to be an astronaut. Where does that go? AMBIT gives you the opportunity with cash flow to be somebody different, to have a different life, to create a storybook, a dream life. And it's available for anybody. It's the same business model for everybody. It's just a willingness to learn, to grow, to associate with different like-minded people, to not be drugged down by, you know, other people's perception of what you can and can't do. And so those were just some, and there's 100 books that you can read, and certainly more TED Talks along that line about thinking different, about, you know, kind of rising above mediocrity. And again, just being a different, better version of who you can be.
There you go. And you also mentioned one that Mary told you, the divine fingerprint.
Yeah. That's the title of it. He's a famous pastor, and I'm just drawing a blank on his name.
His name is Keith Craft. Keith Craft.
Okay.
Yep. I wanted everybody who's looking for that to be able to find it. So it's Your Divine Fingerprint by Keith Craft.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, guys, I have thoroughly enjoyed having you on the call. Not only have I missed you, but I've gotten value from you as I usually do. I would suspect and firmly believe that everyone else on the call did the same. Just the challenge to continue to personally develop, to grow, and to challenge ourselves in our thinking. It's absolutely awesome and right where we need to be. So I appreciate your message tonight. Thank you for being on the call.
It's always great to visit with you, Bear. Thank you.
We're thrilled to be here, and we're thankful that you have us on this call, and we hope we did bring some value to people. And guys, just persevere. Things are going to get better and better, gooder and gooder, as I've heard people say.
There you go.
With what we've got here with AMBIT.
Awesome. So, folks, if you want to hear this call again, what you do is you go to topambitleaders.com. Give us a day or so to get the recording uploaded. But again, it's topambitleaders.com, and it wouldn't hurt you to kind of browse around and see what other information you can learn and find. I'm going to open up the lines and give you an opportunity to say thanks to Kim and Jim Mason, as I have. Hold on just a moment.